My name is Beverly Cauldron. I'm a third year student in BA Fine Art, talking today about the exhibition that I've done, which is The Unseen and the Unheard. It's about anti-slavery, about the different forms of slavery that are going on in the world today that a lot of people are totally unaware about. And we wander around aimlessly and blindly. And the big firms that we love, like Gucci, they're all using people as slaves. And we shouldn't really be buying all their clothes if they're paying them like 50 pence to make something. There's so many things that are going on that we're unaware of. I mean, my teacher pointed out the things about the World Cup 2022. I don't own a television, so I didn't know anything about the World Cup, what was going on with the people from Bangladesh being sent to Qatar to do the work there and dying there. I didn't know about that until the teacher told me. So that inspired me to do quite a series of prints about that. I'd already done some paintings in the summer about child trafficking and things like that. I'm a Christian and I don't like to see people being enslaved at all. I just think we should all be free people because we're all made equal, we're all made free. So we should be entitled to live free too. Companies should, they've got enough money to employ people properly, should be doing that and not using people as slaves, especially not children. I've got to the time now where people should really be free, you know? There are two factories that supply clothes to Shein. The basic salary is 4,000 yuan a month, which is $556 a month to make 500 pieces of clothes in a day. In another factory, the workers received 4 cents an item and made to work 18-hour shifts and given one day a month off. In another factory, they were penalised 2/3 of their daily wage if they made a mistake on the clothing item. Fashion students can learn a lot from this. After learning all the truth about slave labour used to produce them, may change their mind about actually wanting to work for them, and heartbreaking as it may be, having their own company which doesn't use slave labour is far better than a giant who does.